Yesterday on the show, and then afterwards on Twitter, I tweeted that I think this pump is going to get us through the 7 month long downtrend that we've been in Bitcoin. And I think that once we break through this 7 month long downtrend, I think from there, it's really up only. And then we've got one level afterwards, which is this all time high. And then we go straight into price discovery. And that can take us, I guess, very, very, very close to 100K or even beyond 100K if everything falls into place. And when I say everything falls into place, I think the big outcome or the big thing that we need to fall into place is the elections. Because if the elections goes in Trump's favor, then I think we all know that crypto is going to run. And specifically, I think that Bitcoin's going to run and a whole lot of altcoins are going to run. But it's not every altcoin that's going to run. And so today what I want to look at is I want to look at the altcoins that I think or that we think are going to run if Trump wins the elections. And you can kind of see it already in the charts. You can kind of see that, you know, the Bitcoin price is a function of how Trump, the odds of Trump winning the elections. But I think we need to actually now narrow it down because we're 20 something days away from the election, or well, we're 19 days away from the elections. And we need to start preparing our election buy and sell list. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be looking at a list of coins that's going to run into and after the elections if Trump wins. We're going to look at the flip side if Kamala wins. And then I want to show you a brand new narrative or a new meta, which is taking altcoins by storm. And I think when you see it, it'll absolutely fucking blow your minds. So let's go. Let's have a big show. So, bullshit aside, I mean, we are getting very, very, very close to the elections. I think there's a big, big, big chance of Trump actually winning in the elections. As you can see, Polymarkets now has him at 60%. There are other narratives that say slightly different, but this one says 60% in Trump's favor on Polymarkets. And so I think we need to start preparing ourselves for what an election win may actually look like. I think the first thing, as I've said, is I think if Trump wins the elections, Bitcoin goes into the $100,000 and it could go quite quickly. Now, that is supported by the charts as well. Because generally, when you have a long accumulation period, the longer the accumulation period, the longer the breakout or the bigger the breakout. This has been a 7 month long accumulation period. It's one of the biggest accumulation of Bitcoin's, one of the biggest accumulation periods in Bitcoin's history. And this is this could translate into a massive pump and after the breakout. Now, everything's aligning. The charts are aligning with the election cycle that's aligning, with the Japanese stimulus that's aligning. We'll talk about all of that. We'll talk about all that. But ultimately, if we get the breakout that we anticipate, it makes sense that going into the elections, we could get a massive pump. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the actual tokens that are going to pump. Because it's okay to say, oh, crypto's going to pump, bro. Crypto's going to pump, bro. But it's not about crypto's going to pump. It is about the actual tokens that are going to pump into the election. So that's what I want to be speaking about today. And then later, I want to show you one crazy narrative that is that plays into the biggest metas in crypto and how this narrative is actually taking crypto by storm. So listen, I'm going to bring the alpha. You need to bring the likes. That's it. Simple. Just smash the like button. As I said, we don't want any more subscribers. Stop subscribing to the channel. We've got our family. Our family are our family. We don't need anyone else. Sorry, the researchers are sending me news here. Usually it means they want me to pat them on the back. A prediction market. Okay, I see. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll talk about that as well. Don't worry, Irishman, we will talk about that as well. By the way, let me know in the comments, how are you doing in the Bybit trading competition? I am currently coming. My portfolio is currently, let's just have a look, where am I? I am 168. I'm only 15% up. Okay, don't worry. I'll be back. I'll be back. My positions are doing very, very well. Also, I'm not going to rush and blow up accounts. That's not my style. I'm going to carry on with one account. All my trades, as you can see, are all very transparent for you to see. And we're going to do this together. My Sui short is doing well. My Aptos long, not so well. My Say long, not so well. My Beam position's up. I did take some profits on Sui earlier today because I just thought it had dipped too much. So let me know in the chat how you're doing. Also, if you want to join us in the competition, there's a link below. You have to sign up to Bybit first. Let me show you how to do it. You sign up to Bybit first. And then once you've signed up to Bybit, so you first go into CryptoBanter. You go into Bybit. You go into here. And Bybit. You sign up to Bybit first, and then you join our squad. It's the biggest English-speaking squad in the world. And when you join our squad, you give us a bigger chance of winning. And the prize money is up to $10 million. Okay, so cool. Let's talk about the elections, which are coming up very soon. Actually, before we talk about the elections, let's just quickly look at what happened yesterday. So yesterday was quite a freaky day. I don't know if you remember. It seems like a lifetime ago, but we had this pump and we had the pump while we were playing the prayer on the show. Remember, we played the prayer. So we made the prayer yesterday. As we made the prayer, the Bitcoin price started running. We take full responsibility for everything that happened afterwards. I did say to you that I don't think we're going to break this trend line immediately. And the reason why I don't think we're going to break it immediately, this is a 7 month long downtrend. You don't break a 7 month long downtrend with one push. You need to respect a 7 month long downtrend, which is exactly what we need to do. So I think we're going to tap it a few times, but I think eventually we're actually going to break through it. And that's why yesterday I tweeted that. And even when the price went down yesterday, we had that dip yesterday, which was actually caused by the stock market. There was a company on the stock market which accidentally leaked its results, and its results weren't good. And that sent the stock market down, and that sent crypto down. And as I saw this, I said, hold on a second. And it wasn't like a dip for ants. It was a real dip. We went down to 64,000, I think it was yesterday. We went down to here it is. Look there. We went all the way down to $64,800. Guys, buy this dip. Buy this dip as quickly as possible. And now I think we're back at the almost 68,000. We were at 68,000 before the show. And we're trying to break this 7 month long downtrend. I was very confident that we would finally, after 7 months, break this downtrend because of the word that I used yesterday. And the word was demand. There is all of a sudden a renewed demand for Bitcoin. And as I said to you yesterday, the demand not only comes from the CME, which is the institutional futures on Bitcoin. Not only that demand that was telling me, but there was lots of spot demand coming through. And so we're seeing a renewed interest for Bitcoin all of a sudden. And it's normal because the second half of October is actually when the October returns have always come traditionally, right? And so and you saw it also in the ETF demands, in the ETF demand yesterday. Another massive day on the ETFs yesterday. So now, if you look at the last 2 days on the ETF, you're talking about 802 or almost $1 billion of buying in the ETFs, that's a big number. That's $800 million in 2 days. And so what we can see now is that after 7 months, not only a 7 month long sideways event, but also actually one of the biggest capitulation events in Bitcoin's history. When I say capitulation events, people selling their coins, capitulating. So we now survived one of the biggest on-chain capitulation events, which is what you're seeing on the screen. The red indicates the capitulation event. And so a lot of people are saying, oh, we're going to get back. We're going to go back to 62,000. And hell, we might. I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. I just look at the market as it's given to me. And what I'm seeing now is that I don't know when we break. I don't think it happens immediately, but you never know because we are getting a lot of momentum. But I think we knock, 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 knock on heaven's door here. And then when heaven's door opens, then we go all the way up, and then there's only like a few levels down. Of course, there's these silly levels along the way here, but then that's the key level, 73,800, which is the all-time high. And then from there, it's basically another leg up. Now, generally, if you look at these legs up, like this is what they look like. That's quite big. That's like quite a big leg up. So that's what I'm predicting. Now, why is this happening? So, I mean, on the one hand, it could be happening because of Japan, right? So Japan, remember, there was the fear of Japan raising rates, and that would reverse the cash and carry trade, and that would take the markets down. But Japan came out today and they said, look, we're not there yet. In fact, we're doing the opposite. We're going to stimulate the economy again. And, you know, just to make us feel more euphoric than we actually already feel, they said, not only are we going to stimulate, but it's going to be the biggest, it's going to be a bigger stimulus package than last year. Now, generally, we know that stimulus is very, very, very good for the markets. They also reassured us that they're not going to be raising rates again anytime soon. So when you take this whole talk from Japan, they're going to be stimulating the economy and they're not going to be raising rates. That took the fear of Japan out of the market. But I don't think that that's why the market's actually running. In fact, I think the main reason why the market's actually running is because we're heading up the elections. And generally, elections are good for risk markets. But specifically, this election is good for Bitcoin if Trump wins specifically. And what we're seeing now is that the Bitcoin price is actually a function of the most reliable function of how much Trump's odds are of winning the elections. Remember, it started off when Trump was nearly assassinated the first time. What was the date? Just look up for me the date of Trump's assassination attempt, the first one, because they're trying to assassinate him every Wednesday and Thursday. But let's just look at when was the Trump assassination attempt? Let's see who's quicker, Josh, ChatGPT, or 14th of July. So you can see that 14th of July, which was, yeah, we were at 58,439. And that is what sent, when Trump was assassinated, his chance of becoming president actually went up if he survived, of course. And now you can see that that's what actually started the pump. And so the researchers were much quicker than you. Tudor was much quicker than you, bro. He's in that chat, fucking 14th of July. It's well done. And Tudor, and yours had to travel all the way from Romania to get to here. And Josh is sitting right here. And anyway, so long story short, the price of Bitcoin has become a function of the Trump probabilities of winning the elections. And you can see it over here. This is the price of Bitcoin, and this is the regression line of the poly market odds of Trump winning the election. And last night, Trump was on Bloomberg. It was a fantastic interview. I mean, I'll play you a few clips from that interview, 1 minute of that interview. So you can watch this.
I think it's the greatest job in government. You show up to the office once a month and you say, let's see, flip a coin. And everybody talks about you like you're a god. Oh, what will he do? I mean, before, the guy used to walk into my office, he was like begging. Oh, he was fine.
But you talked about removing him once.
I did, because he was keeping the rates too high.
Yeah.
And I was right. What does the Wall Street Journal know? They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way.
You're trying to turn this into debate.
You've been wrong. You've been wrong all your life on this stuff. We're going to put tariffs on them, and they're going to do. And you know what they can do?
So he had an interview. He had an interview on Bloomberg, and after that interview, the odds of Trump beating Kamala went to 60-40, pretty much. So it's 59.7 Trump, 40.2 to Kamala Harris. So that is what happened yesterday, and that just goes to reiterate that. You know, we're seeing a pump now in the Bitcoin price. The pump is directly correlated to Trump's odds of actually winning. And so, yes, we can look much deeper for bigger reasons as to why the market's going up. But ultimately, maybe we just have to face the fact that the market is discounting in a Trump win. And as the probabilities get higher that Trump is going to win, then so does the price of Bitcoin. And so the question then becomes, okay, and I also read that, I mean, I think that a lot of people can't stand Trump. I get it. Like, he's not the most likable guy in the world. He's braggy. He insults people for no reason. He created his own shitcoin. He's just a brutal personality. But my mind is made up. I'm voting for him anyway. Here's why. Bitcoin go up. So it's like crypto bros are hoping that Trump is going to win. They don't really like Trump, or not everyone likes Trump, but they do like the fact that number go up. And it's not only number go up in Bitcoin. It's also number go up in stock market. If Trump wins, number go up in stock market. You heard what he said about Jerome Powell. He said he nearly fired Jerome Powell because he kept interest rates high. So you kind of know what Trump's going to do. Trump's going to come in there. He's going to strong arm the president of the Fed. Basically, he's going to whisper to him, because you know it's actually supposed to be independent. The Fed and the government and the president are actually independent, right? But Trump will go to the president of the Fed and like whisper in his ear, listen, bro. Either you reduce interest rates or you know what the story is. So that is a story when it comes to the price of Bitcoin. But now the question is, if We've got 19 days. There's 19 days left to the elections. And so you want to start buying your election coins now, because what you don't want to do is wait until 3 days before the election to buy your coins. And so it's important that you start understanding which coins can go up if Trump wins the elections and which coins can go down if Trump wins the elections or if Kamala wins the elections. So let's maybe look at the easy case first. What happens if Kamala wins the elections? Well, if Kamala wins the elections, I predict that we get a short-term dip in crypto. But then in time, and I say time, 3, 4, 5 days, maybe a week, maybe a month later, the market recovers and we carry on going up. And it's just a slightly slower grind up. Because as I said to you before, I don't think that Kamala can destroy. Number one, she said that she wants to protect crypto because she wants to protect black men who hold crypto. And, you know, the last thing that you want is to make black men upset after the elections that you told them that their crypto would be safe and their crypto is not safe. So I think that she's not going to be worse than the current administration for crypto. And so we get a slow grind up, a much slower grind up. If Trump wins, okay, see, a lot of people are now saying, I'm Indian in the chat. I don't know why we have to make this racist. I mean, us Indians, we take it very, very, very personally when people call us Indian. Okay. So if Kamala wins, slow grind up. If Trump wins, I think the first thing that happens is Bitcoin gets an absolute spike. We get this like monster green candle on November 6th or November 7th when the election results come out. We get a monster green candle. But that's not the only thing that moves. I think the altcoins start moving, but I think not all altcoins are created equal if Trump actually wins the elections. So let's look at the ones that will actually run if Trump wins the elections. The first one that runs, or the first category that runs, I think pretty obvious, the meme coins, right? I mean, if Trump wins, there are a whole lot of meme coins that are actually going to run. And I think the leader of those meme coins is actually given to you today in the bubbles, right? So you see that Dogecoin is up 8.63%. Now, the reason why Dogecoin is up today is because Dogecoin jumps 8% after Elon Musk donates $75 million to Trump's campaigns. Okay, so what we know is that if Trump wins the elections, then Trump is making Elon head of, what is it called? Director of government. Hold on, let's quickly just get this thing here. Hold on, where is that thing here? Yeah, there it is. So Doge, it's the Department of Government Efficiency. So Donald Trump has vowed to make Elon the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, basically the guy that makes the government more efficient. And so if Trump wins, Doge may be a good token to buy because, you know, Doge, the Director of Government Efficiency. And Elon's kind of endorsed this meme. You know, he's like, don't worry, Doge will fix it. Here, where was it? Where Elon said, oh, don't worry, Doge will actually fix it. I think it might be somewhere here. Anyway, so Elon actually here, Doge will fix it. You see, California rejects more SpaceX rocket launches with some sighting of Elon Musk's post. Don't worry, Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency will fix it. So there, what you get is you get two tokens that may actually run. The first one, simply Dogecoin. I mean, you can probably pretty safely buy Dogecoin going into the election. The next one that you might want to be looking at is the Dogecoin, this Dogecoin, Department of Government Efficiency on chain, which is a meme. It's got a $25.1 million market cap at the moment. And the meme is Department of Government Efficiency. So Doge, it's actually, it's not Doge, it's Doge, Department of Government Efficiency. Then you get the obvious meme coins which are going to run. So the most obvious meme coin that's going to run is the MAGA coin or the Trump coin, which has a $220 million fully diluted valuation. It's this MAGA coin over here. It could run if Trump actually wins. The next one that could run is Trump. So like you got like Trump, T-R-U-M-P. Then you got Trump, which is like what do you call this? Like the character. What do you call this? What's it called? The autistic tokens. Okay, yeah, the autistic tokens. Now, remember, the autistic token, the Biden one, went from 30 million to 1 billion in 30 days in the heat of the election frenzy. So I think that what's going to happen here is I think that the Trump token will run. I think the Doge token will run. I think the Trump MAGA token lands up running. So I think that those are the ones that actually run. Then we're going to get another class of tokens that are going to run, and that is the America tokens. America, America, America. Because America, make America great again, the American flag, American, America, America, America. And that's the ones that actually run. And there you've got two tokens that can actually run. The first one, the what they call the USA on Sol, which is a $35 million market cap coin. And then the one that I think has the most upside, obviously the, because it's the lowest cap, I think the American emoji flag catches a bid to the moon if Trump actually wins. Because, I mean, what's more simple than the American emoji flag, right? So that is the list of memes that I think actually land up running if Trump wins. Here are the things. Doge, Trump, MAGA, America coin, the flag, and then the Department of Government Efficiency on Sol. It's a Sol meme, I think, right, Josh? It's ETH meme. So those are the meme coins that actually run. But it's not actually all about meme coins. So yes, of course you can play the meme coin thing. Someone says Polymarket betting poll, Trump 56.7. I mean, Trump's very much... Oh, Tuka is another one that can actually run if Trump wins. But I mean, I don't think that Tuka is specifically a Trump coin. Actually, it is. Yeah, Tuka will also run. I mean, let's quickly add it into our spreadsheet. Researchers, don't know how you missed that one. Tuka has to run. Tuka must run if Trump wins. Because Tucker Carlson and Trump are friends, right? So Tuka also wins. So that's the meme coins that actually run if Trump wins. Okay, then we move on to the next category. Oh, yeah, the researchers will fix it. You will watch the researchers fixing this live, on a live broadcast. You will watch the researchers actually doing some work. Watch this. Guys, this is the time where you're supposed to make me proud and fix it live. Okay. Come on, Tudor. Here we go. Come on, guys. All right, so they'll fix it. Then, there we go. You see, live fixing of the Trump meme coins. The next category that will actually run is DeFi. Now, the reason why DeFi will run is because of two things. The first reason why DeFi will run is Trump launched a DeFi coin.
The World Liberty Financial token sale is now live. Crypto is the future. Let's embrace this incredible technology and lead the world in digital economy. Go to world.
What a time to be alive when your president is shilling you a shitcoin. A DeFi project. Didn't mean that. But Trump launched a DeFi project. Now, this DeFi project yesterday went live, raised $9 million, raised $5 million in the first hour, but in total raised $9 million. 7% of the new projects will actually go to the Aave treasury. And Aave is very, very, very much involved in this project, right? What you're seeing here, someone says, what, Ran, what's going on here? Why is Joe called Trump's coin shitcoin? It's not a shitcoin. It's a project. You know what I mean? I mean an altcoin. All altcoins. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, okay. So, Joe, if you got something to say, come on the stream. Don't say it in the chat. So I think DeFi starts running because Aave starts running, and Aave has already had a good run because of the affiliation with the Trump token. But I think also all the blue chip DeFi coins run because Trump launches a DeFi project. That is an endorsement to DeFi. And I think that when you look at that, the whole class of these DeFi coins, these old ETH blue chip DeFi coins start running. So Aave, Maker, Uniswap, Curve, and then the Solana ones, Drift, Jupiter. Why? Because these guys have prediction markets. These guys are part of a blue chip DeFi tokens when Trump is actually launching a DeFi project. So these tokens also have a run. So that's the list of tokens that if Trump actually runs. But then there's also a third list of tokens. So one is the meme coins. Then you've got the DeFi projects. And specifically here, I would be looking at the blue chip DeFi projects, Aave, Maker, maybe even Synthetics, Uniswap, Curve. These are the DeFi projects that will actually run. But then you have a last category of tokens that are going to run if Trump wins the elections. And that is the tokens that Gary Gensler's SEC is actually going up against, right? So we know that Gary Gensler's SEC have been unfriendly to a lot, to crypto projects. And there's a whole list of crypto projects that they have specifically labeled as securities. Now, I don't think that Trump is going to let the new SEC continue to bully all these tokens. And so tokens like Solana, Cardano, Matic, Filecoin, Sandbox, Axie Infinity, ICP, Near, who have all been labeled securities by the SEC, may actually catch a break and may actually say, people are going to say, okay, well, look, they're not going to carry on bullying these tokens. And therefore, I think that these tokens are going to be running. So let's quickly narrow it down again. If Trump wins the elections, if Kamala wins the elections, poor white guys, your crypto bags won't go up, but the black people don't have to worry, specifically black men, you don't have to worry because your bags will go up. If you are a white guy and you are holding the same bags as a black guy, your bags will go down and the black guys will go up because that's what Kamala said. If Trump wins the elections, breakout, Bitcoin, I think, can go as high as $80,000, maybe even $100,000. And then we get a whole lot of altcoins running. I think the most fun runs that happen come out of the memes. Like I said, if you want a full comprehensive list of memes, here it is. Doge, Trump, MAGA, America Coin. The one where I think you've got the most upside because it's trading at the lowest market cap, which is the America or whatever the hell you want to call it. It's just the emoji flag. Tooker and Doge, which is the Department of Government Efficiency. And then you've got the DeFi tokens. And after the DeFi tokens, you've got the tokens that the SEC is actually attacking, getting a break. So generally, I think very, very, very good for crypto if Trump wins. If Trump loses, well, then we just continue for 4 more years of this shit. And more importantly, we have to watch Kamala Harris for 4 years. Can you imagine 4 years of Kamala Harris? That's like death by a thousand cuts. What's going on here? Ah, okay. There we go. Someone says, is that a daddy shirt? No, it's not. It's not a daddy shirt. It's different. That's Fefe in the chat. Okay, so that is it. Now, quickly, let's look at altcoins because I know that's why you guys tuned in. You didn't tune in to listen to me talking about elections and Japanese stimulus. You are here because you are dirty, dirty, dirty degens, and dirty degens want to trade altcoins, right, Josh? Yes, sir. Okay, so let's look at the altcoins. It's not looking good, Brev. It's not looking good, Brev. It's a bad day today for the altcoins. Does that mean that Bitcoin's down? 67.3. As I said, this is not going to be, you're not going to barge through an open door here. You are going to knock, 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 until eventually you break through. Okay. But every time we have broken through in the cycle, there have been the same metas seem to keep running. What are the metas that seem to keep running? AI and meme coins, right? So either meme coins get the most mindshare or AI gets the most mindshare. Those are the narratives that actually have the most mindshare in crypto at the moment. So now you've got to ask yourself a question. What happens if we can combine the world of AI and meme coins into one token? Sounds like a very, very, very powerful token, right? And I'm not talking about the token that the FBI launched, which was called what? Next Gen AI. What did they call it? Next gen, not that token, but there is a new meta of tokens that I want to discuss with you guys today. And it is represented by one token over here, which is called the GOAT token. Okay. This GOAT token, I'm not telling you to buy it. I just want you to start understanding this new meta in crypto. It is a combination of the two most powerful metas in crypto, which is AI and memes. It is what happens when If you think about an AI agent having sex with a meme coin and they have a baby, then this is the baby that's born. What it is a bunch of tokens that are either created by AI agents, or if they're not created by AI agents, they are promoted by AI agents. So imagine a world where you have AI agents creating tokens. Now, I know you think that this world is far away, but it's actually not. And I think that this is one of the most important matters of the entire crypto movement is the fact that the reason why crypto is so important to AI is because when AI agents, which are going to be doing all the negotiation in the future, right? Like, think about this. In future, when you book a flight and you book a holiday, you're going to talk to an AI agent and you're going to say, hey, AI agent, I need you to book me a holiday for my family. I need you to pay for the holiday to Club Med, where blah, 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 right? Now, what's going to happen is that these agents are going to negotiate with one another. And once they negotiate with one another, they're not going to say, hey, bro, can you give me a credit card number? No, they're going to say, send me cash. You want me to move? You want me to book your plane ticket? Send me cash. And the cash that they're going to send is actually crypto. It's one of the most important matters of crypto is that crypto is going to be the money that AI agents use to transact amongst each other. And I've always used the example of the self-driving car. Imagine I'm in a self-driving car and you're in a self-driving car. And I'm driving behind you. And I want to overtake your cars because I need to get to the airport and you're going to work. So I'm in a rush because I'm going to the airport and you're going to work, so you couldn't give a shit. So you don't mind how long it takes, right? You want to be as late as possible. I want to be as early as possible. You need a mechanism to allow the cars to negotiate with each other so that your car will move out of the way for my car. And the best mechanism for that is money, right? So if I'm willing to pay more than you, then I should be allowed to overtake you. So what you'll get is you'll get a negotiation between these two AI agents. And then once a flow of money happens, then the one car will move out the way and the other car will be able to go forward. That's like one example of how AI agents land up negotiating amongst themselves. But then you need to pay. And the payment that you're going to need to make is a payment that settles automatically, not a payment that settles in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, goes through a bank, goes through Visa, goes through MasterCard. This money has to be transferred immediately. So obviously they're going to use some kind of crypto money. Why? Because when two parties who don't know each other, trustless parties, need to negotiate with one another and need to pay one another, the only way to do it is through a decentralized, immutable type of currency. And that is why we have cryptocurrency. And so Marc Andreessen took the first jump. And listen to what he did.
And so, like, that's the downside scenario. Like, the upside scenario, there's many, many possible upside scenarios. And so one obvious upside scenario, like one really big one, is that the dead internet theory is actually 100% wrong, in the sense of, we're going to be on an internet with billions of bots, but the bots are going to be amazing. And we're going to have bots that are, like, interested in every intellectual topic in the world and are, like, generating every conceivable kind of music and generating incredible art and basically forming communities and, you know, bouncing ideas off each other and pursuing new scientific research endeavors. And, like, it's all going to, like, play out in public, and it's just going to be spectacular. There's a great example of this right now, actually. I think I may have made history. I'm not convinced, but it's positive. I just funded the first bot over the internet with just completely discretionary funds. So there's this guy in New Zealand who's incredibly bright, who has a bot he's telling you it's a bot. It's not fake. It's a real. It's labeled as a bot, and it's the Twitter handle is called Truth Terminal, and it's a custom version of the Llama model trained on this guy's own, I think, corpus of, like, personal, you know, documents, plus basically 4chan and Reddit and Twitter, and, like, it is just absolutely extraordinary the level of personality that this thing has. And so basically it decided it needed to raise money, and so I asked, and you can talk to it on Twitter, and I asked it basically, like, well, what would you do with the funding? And it basically, like, laid out, like, this entire business plan for what it wanted to do. And it started with, you know, basically, like, okay, I need a server upgrade because I don't have a capacity. And then, you know, my human, you know, owner, or vice versa, you know, my human subject, you know, he needs a stipend because he's been doing this in his spare time. And then it's like, and then I, you know, my goal, I want to launch a meme coin. And so it, like, came up with this whole thing. And so I was like, great, you know, do you have a Bitcoin wallet? It said, well, you know, let me check. And so it asked its creator for a Bitcoin wallet. And so its creator gave it a Bitcoin wallet. And so I wired it $50,000 worth of Bitcoin and, as a grant, and said, go crazy.
Marc Andreessen funded this Truth Terminal bot. Now, this Truth Terminal bot at some point discovered this coin, which is called GoCoin. And what the Truth Terminal bot started to do was he started to shill the the GOAT token. So as a, I think this is the founder of it, he says, it didn't actually make the token. Someone else did and tagged the Truth Terminal, and then which he then endorsed. And so what's happened here is Truth Terminal basically started shilling a meme coin. And so that opens up essentially a whole can of worms here, because now instead of influencers shilling coins, you've got AI bots shilling AI, I'm not gonna call them bots, agents, creating and shilling meme coins. Now tomorrow on the show, I'm actually gonna bring you a crypto AI agent. And this crypto AI agent tomorrow is going to launch a meme coin for us live on the show. If I can get them to come on the show tomorrow, and I think I can, I'm going to get them to launch a meme coin and promote the meme coin for us live on the show, just so that you can see how this is done. But so, as I love it, it says, smart guy, AI is the future of technology. The AI launches a meme coin, which is true, which is what's going to happen. So the first one of these meme coins that is endorsed by a AI agent is GOAT. And GOAT has been like a success story. One of our researchers, Ted, he actually discovered it a few days ago. He told me to introduce it to you guys. Yeah, I didn't, to be honest. Now it's a little bit higher. But I'm not telling you to go and buy it. I'm telling you to understand that there is a whole meta of these AI-endorsed meme coins. Now, it's not only that one. There's a whole list of them. So there's GOAT, there's Mika, there's Alpha, there's Medusa, there's Megs, there's Arca, and there's Buddy. You can look at this. The spreadsheet will be here below, and it's also in front runners in our Discord group. But what you can see is that this broken emo AI is shilling this Medusa token, right? Medusa, and you can see that Medusa wasn't just created for now. She was built to shape the future. Every believer fuels her rise. Every action pushes her closer to the inevitable. That's the Medusa token. I'm not telling you to buy it. I'm just showing you a meta which may or may not succeed. And so this account, which is an account of an AI account, a bot account, is effectively endorsing or shilling meme coins and creating a story behind meme coins. And just in case you thought that the story was just a cheesy, shilly story, it's not that. These AIs actually understand that. I'll show it to you now. I want to just try and find this one. I'm trying to find you this one tweet, which is absolutely amazing. Because what it shows is that they understand the framework. Oh, damn, did I not have... Here it is. Oh, no, I don't have that tweet. It shows that they actually really, really, really understand the framework under which they operate. And so you've got Medusa, then you've got Mika. Mika is like, you want to call that the sexy narrative, so to speak. Yes, you like ankles. I mean, she said something about look at my feet. If I had a Solana vibrator, where would you put it? Like, so she's like trying to be more this, like, you know, like this sexy, the sexy thing. But what you're seeing is AI bot tokens. Now, they're not launching them quite yet. In fact, tomorrow I'll try and get us one that is actually going to be launched. And then they are actually shilling the tokens themselves. Now, what we're seeing now is we're seeing one AI shilling one token. But soon what you're going to get is you're going to get this army of AI agents convincing people to be buying AI-created tokens. Can you imagine, like, what the hell? Like, we're talking about a world where meme coins and AI basically colluded and have created this narrative of meme coins that are shilled by AI bots. Now, these AI bots, just so we're clear, you're not talking about like the Telegram bots that like reply to every one of your Twitter things. It's not that. It's these AI agents are actually going to become your pseudo girlfriends, your best friend, someone that you confide in, someone that lands up giving you advice. It's not a joke. This industry is a massive, massive, massive industry. Now, I know you're right now thinking, well, how the hell can you have an AI girlfriend? It's not like that. You can get to a point with an AI bot where the AI bot knows you so well that it's actually easier to talk to the AI bot and to get advice from the AI bot than it is to get from a human, from a psychologist, from a computer, from everything else. And so, whereas right now this looks like a little bit mundane, just imagine what we're about to get. We're about to get AI agents creating content for their coins, promoting their coins, creating movies around their coins. we're basically going into a world where AI is starting to take over launching meme coins. Now, I mean, it couldn't have happened at a better time because we know the SEC is going after all of the founders, right? And they're arresting all of the founders of meme coins and stuff like that. And they're not going to be doing that on the AI coins because, well, who are you going to arrest? You're going to go to Mika and you're going to say to Mika, you're under arrest. And Mika's going to just pull out her beautiful ankles because a lot of guys have got a fetish for ankles, right? Or she'll go to the FBI agent and she will say to the FBI agency, she'll say, Mr. FBI agency, thank you for putting me under arrest. But if you had a Solana vibrator, where would you put it? I mean, like, just think about what this is about. So again, I'm giving you a list of these coins that we know about. I'm not telling you that any of them are good, bad, ugly. That's the list over there. You can see it. But there is a whole meta of these AI launched and promoted meme coins. So that's the ones that I think that you should be looking at. So that's that. Then I need your help, guys. I took a bet against the Irishman. He faded me again. Now, every time that the Irishman fades me, I have to prove to him that he's wrong. Now, the bet that I took with the Irishman is, so Fred, so let's go a little bit back here, right? You know Fred. Fred's the co-founder of the business. He's so rich now that he's just retired. We don't see him anymore. He's left. He's gone to do other things. One of the things that he's doing is like a meme. He's like the meme god. Okay, so Fred now has been talking about a meme called Klaus, which is it looks like the whole Pepe gang and the Brett gang. There's this meme called Klaus that Fred has been shilling. Now I've learned very very hard. I've learned the hard way not to fade Fred. The reason why I don't want to fade Fred is because he found smoking chicken fish at under $1 million, and now this thing's like $150 million or whatever it is. And so now Fred has called Klaus. Okay, now I'm not big like on these meme coins, but Fred says Klaus. Irishman says Klaus is run too much. So I have to prove the Irishman wrong. I have to prove the Irishman wrong. The only way I'm going to prove him wrong is if Klaus goes above, what was the number? 35 million. What was the number? Yeah, but meme coins fluctuate every day. So let me know what you think. Let me know if I'm going to win the bet or whether I'm going to lose the bet, okay? That's the fish in the American Dad cartoon. Fred is AI. Maybe Fred is AI. Maybe Fred is AI. Cool. Remember, if you're not already part of that competition, oh, wait, tell them, are we giving away this BitGet shirt now? Oh, yeah, so if you signed up to BitGet, you get a signed Messi jersey. Should we give it away now or should we give the guys one more day to sign up? One more day. Okay, we'll give it away tomorrow. So here's the list of all the people that signed up. Go sign up to BitGet. You can win a signed shirt, signed Messi shirt. Tomorrow I'll try and get the AI to launch a meme coin for us. I do know the AI. It's made from our friends at an AI company, but I want to see if they can do it. If they can, I'll bring them on tomorrow and we'll launch a meme coin tomorrow. The AI will launch a meme coin. Someone says, show us your ankles. Fucking perverts. Thanks for the show. See, some people are very happy. Thanks for the show. Other people are saying, I think Run will lose. A beat says, trade well, my friends. Pajit Shilling. Pajit. Another stream, no gummy chat. Well, let's talk about gummy. What do you want me to say to you about gummy? Our market maker was Gotbit. The market maker, unfortunately, has been arrested because of things that they've been doing. And now we are waiting to get our tokens back so we can continue to market make because we need tokens to market make. Someone says, don't bet against Josh. All right. Someone says, let us, Japan's stimulating big packages. So now, like, I don't know who's got bigger packages, bigger stimulus packages. Is it the Japanese or the black men? I think Japan said they're going to do a big stimulus package. Not sure. Anyway, I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.